Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Katie, do you want to keep working as long as possible or retire as soon as possible?
I want to retire as soon as possible.
And tell me why.
I think they said the average lifespan is 70. Average age you retire is 65. I want to enjoy it while I can.
Right. So you want to get out as quick as possible and just go have some fun?
Yes. I want to spend summers in the pool all day, every day.
I love that. Do you have something on your bucket list that you're going to do someday?
I think I want to go to the Maldives.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice. Absolutely. I'm glad you called. 644-9850. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Do you want to work as long as possible or retire as soon as possible?
Retire.
Retire. And what would you do with your time?
Just spend time with my family. I think these last couple months being able to work from home and enjoy my preteen teenagers, even though they drove me crazy, was just great. You know? I loved
right.
it.
What are the ages of your kids?
They're 11, 13, and 14.
Oh, wow. You're in the thick of it. They can't drive yet, but yes. They're old enough to want to do everything.
Exactly.
How are you surviving this?
Well, I actually just started going back to the office this week, so I'm kind of bummed. I like being at home with my two dogs.
Yeah. Why? So your company, is it the full workforce or is it just a percentage going back to work?
Well, we're a necessary job.
Yep. And so everybody's back?
Yeah, but we're rotating. So I'll be in one week and then another person will be in on the other week.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So it's not fully back to work.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with a bigger good luck when they decide how they're going to do school in the fall. Good luck with that.
That's what we're talking about now, too. So, yeah, I like working. It's not that I don't like working. I just don't like being gone from my house for, 8 to 10 hours a day. There's just a lot of life that you want to live, and being at an office is living life, I don't think,
And there's
teachers that are getting ready to take over our jobs soon, so
yeah. There you go. Fair enough. Thanks for calling. 644-9850. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, it's Donna.
Donna, do you want to keep working as long as possible, or would you like to retire as soon as possible?
As long as possible.
Tell me why.
Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I love my job. And I lost my husband 2 years ago unexpectedly at age 64. Mm. And I just feel like I need to keep going. And I love what I do, and it's nice to help people.
Mm-hmm. And so you're finding fulfillment. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry about your loss. That's so sad.
Thank you.
Tell me one, I always think when somebody talks about somebody who's lost something, I want you to tell me something about your husband that you loved.
Everything.
Okay. You know how people have like those funny things? What were the funny things that he would do?
Oh, he loved camping, and he just loved the grandchildren. He's just a very kind-hearted person.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, he's right there in your heart, and he's watching you.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Hang in there. And thank you for being one of our essential workers in Western New York as a registered nurse. We appreciate you. Stay safe.
Thank you.
All right, okay, pretty. Bye-bye. No, try not to have too many tears. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. Big hug for you.
Have a good
All right.
day.
Thank you, baby. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, that's so sad. So, you know, I love when I hear of like a person, like a registered nurse who just loves their job and just wants to keep doing it.
That's not, you know, some jobs you get into to pay the bills or whatever. It doesn't seem like that's a job that you get into to pay the bills. You've got to love what you do. Got nurses in the family. We hear the stories over and over about the extra effort, the sacrifice, the stuff you have to put in just to keep that job. But you do it because you love it, because you care for people. And well, I think, and with your overall question, do you want to get out early or do you want to keep working until the bitter end? I think it depends. Do you love what you do? If you love what you do, you probably want to keep doing it.
I made a lot of meals during this whole coronavirus thing, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Working takes me away from having to make some of those meals. I think I'm good. I think I like doing this. I think, you know, there's a lot on the other side of it. There's a lot to do. And I think I like the hours on the radio where we're not doing that. We're just having fun. Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing today?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Ali.
Ali, it's a big question. Do you want to keep working as long as possible or retire as soon as possible?
I want to keep working till I get retired. I'm only 36.
Oh, okay. So you got a long way to go. Do you like what you do?
I'm a truck driver, basically, and I'm doing this. I'm in this profession for the last 15 years already.
Uh-huh.
And I love what I do. I love to serve my country one way or the other. I drop the Walmart, Tops, Wegmans, everywhere. And you name the store, and I deliver everywhere. So
I don't. Ali, tell me this, because I have a situation with my right front tire and hitting curbs. How do you turn a truck and not drive over curbs, and I can't turn a car?
It takes a lot from the driver, from experience to hard work.
I mean,
you have to learn first, and then you got to do. I mean, I always have to do wide turning.
Yeah, exactly. Wide turning is big. And, you know, it's just amazing to me how people can control a truck. What's the biggest truck you've driven?
I drive doubles, triples. I've driven tanker and, you know, flatbeds, everything. I drove everything in the last 15 years.
That's
Where
incredible.
Are you driving triples? And is that only like, I rarely see them out on the road. Where, like, what are the rules with the triple trucks? That's where there's
There are only certain areas you could drive triples, like Pennsylvania Turnpike and 90. You could go all the way from here to Boston, take triple trailers, no problem. But the only certain areas you could drive doubles and triples, they're not allowed in the small cities and everywhere because of, you know, wide turning and small streets. We get into, you know, some problems sometimes, but, you know, most of the time we make it through, you know.
And you know what I always, when I'm driving down those hills, and I can't remember what it's called, but you know where, like, if you're kind of losing control and going too fast, they have those things where you can, like, drive off kind of to the side of the road and it'll stop your truck?
Right, yeah. We have to be patient. As a truck driver, you have to be really, really impatient so you don't lose your patience. You cannot lose your patience. Otherwise, you lose someone's life, your life, or your license. You know, it's one thing or the other. You have to be very, very patient. You can't drive crazy. You don't speed. You have to follow all the rules and regulations. That's why the DOT is there. In the Department of Transportation, we have faced We face a lot of things when we do something wrong. Of course, you know, you shouldn't do anything wrong on the road. When you drive in a bigger thing on the road, once you go crazy, you're going to take a lot of people with you because you're not going to hit only one car. You know,
right.
With that 80,000 pounds of weight, when you have to, you know, when you are loaded, you take about, you know, almost a football field to stop that trailer from the, you know, first move on your brake. So all the other drivers on the road, they should understand that we're working for the community. Of course, we're getting paid for it, but we're working for the, you know, people here. And they sometimes, you know, last 15 years I'm in this business and I have my own truck and everything. I have to be impatient because I know a lot of people in the cars, they think, you know, we should just get a, you know, get this truck through. You know, we can't be behind this truck because it's going to make them slow. Yeah, of course, when we go up the hills and we're hauling 80,000 pounds,
takes a little longer.
Go slow, you
well,
know? So
I'm so glad we have you as a truck driver on the road. You're one of the good ones. Love it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. And I didn't take a day off since day first when they announced COVID-19 lockdown.
Wow.
I'm still working. I'll be keep working to deliver the food for my community. And, you know, I just dropped off the load this morning in Elmas Hospital in Queens of respirators and some medical supplies.
Oh, that's amazing. Listen, if you ever get a load of Purell, could you call me so that I can know what store to go to?
Yes, I will definitely give you a call. I'll just bring you some. Thank
you
very much.
I'll look for that triple trailer. I can't wait. Thank you, Ali. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Good morning. My name is Judy.
Hi, Judy. Do you want to keep working as long as possible or retire as soon as possible?
Well, that's a double-edged sword because I worked for 36 years with the police department, with the dispatching team. I retired about 3 years ago. I lasted 4 months in retirement, and I went back full-time as a different career. So I am doing something that I love right now.
Oh, wow.
So I'll do it as long as I can. As long as this body lets me do it, I will do
it. That's amazing that, you know, they say everyone at 50 should switch careers. I've heard people speak on that before. That's cool that you did that.
So, Judy, what was the thing that made you decide I'm not cut out for retirement? I need to work. What was it?
4 months at home with my husband was kind of hard. I'm sure you get that. Anyway, so
I did that.
I did some painting. I did some remodeling.
Yeah. Sure.
I did some things that I had a short love affair with the TV. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, I can't do this. I was always interested in getting into domestic violence. And,
oh, good.
And, very good friend of mine is the executive director of an agency here. And he said, come on. And here I am. So I'm the director of domestic violence program at my agency.
That's incredible. So let me ask you this, because we're hearing that there's such an increase in domestic violence because of COVID. And have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, on the onset of COVID, I think the New York pause and the shutdown, a lot of people thought that the agencies were not open.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of like, it was like at a standstill. But once they knew that, you know, we were there, I mean, we were working, we were not seeing people, clients face to face, but we were doing other things for them that we could do via phone or internet. So once that soft opening started to come around, then the numbers just increased.
So just in case, because I always think it's important, if somebody's listening right now and they're in a domestic violent situation, what do you say to them? What should they do?
Well, there is a hotline. There is a New York State hotline, and there is another hotline with agency Haven House. But our hotline is 481-8867. Again, 481-8867. And all they need to do is just reach out, and we will do the best that we can to help them, to put them somewhere that's safe, first of all, because that's the priority, and then work with whatever core services they would need in order to put them someplace where they need to be, away from that situation.
So if they're going to make that call in a safe place where they're not within earshot or anything like that?
Yes, exactly. Yes, most definitely.
Thank you for what you do, Judy.
Yeah.
It's a good job. It's a sad job, but it's a good job, and I enjoy doing it. I really do. The need is so great that it's just overwhelming sometimes. But I do have cases that are star cases who have come from a place that the ground was so low, and they just have risen to the top of their game. And so those are the ones that are satisfying. Of course, I have some that are very sad. I've lost some clients, but
sure.
We're good at where we are. So if, again, anybody has a problem, 481-8867, just give us a call. We're here for you, and it's a hotline 24/7.
Appreciate you calling and listening to the show. Thank you.
No, listen, I appreciate you guys. I listen to you every morning. So thank you very much for enlightening my day sometimes.
Sure. I really feel like I would only last about 4 months in retirement, too. That would be
it. Get some projects done.
Get out of here.
the thing is this, and this is the way I look at it. You can't go for 36 years doing something and get up in your routine, and then all of a sudden you find yourself at home. What am I going to do today?
Yeah,
I
mean, watched all of Netflix.
No. People talk about the things they're going to do. Oh, I'll have time to do this, that, and the third. Uh-huh. And it works for some folks. It really does. It works for some folks.
They want,
but retirement is not all what it's going to be.
Yeah, I hear you. Have a great day. Thank you for changing lives.
Do the same.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.